time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The House is in session Tuesday morning ahead of an expected vote on the GOP tax bill. In the Senate, Bob Corker of Tennessee, who famously said he'd vote against the bill if it added one penny to the deficit, is now in the yes column. MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell explains what ultimately swayed him and launched the hashtag Corker Kickback.
The only Republican who voted against the Senate version of the Trump tax cuts is now poised to become the Republican senator who gets the most credit for passing the final version of the bill when it comes to a vote again in the Senate, if the bill passes the Senate this time. The Corker kickback has become the rallying cry of opponents of the Trump tax bill, which now has a provision that neither the House nor the Senate voted on in the previous bills that is designed to greatly enrich the wealth of already very rich real estate investors like Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker and famous real estate investor Donald Trump. President Trump was already very happy with how much richer his own tax legislation was going to make him and his family even before the Corker kickback was inserted in the bill. But it could be that Donald Trump and Donald Trump's accountant always knew that this extra favorable treatment for real estate investors and developers would be quietly inserted in the bill at the last minute, instead of when everyone was watching in the House Ways and Means Committee markup and in the Senate Finance Committee markup and on the Senate floor. As we reported last week, Senator Corker, who opposed the Senate bill because it would increase the deficit by $1.5 trillion, decided to change his mind on Friday and support the final version of the bill, even though that bill would still increase the deficit by $1.5 trillion. When David Sirota first reported this weekend on how the new version of the bill benefits Bob Corker, Senator Corker's defense was he couldn't possibly have been influenced by the new provision that enriches him so much because he had not read the bill. That's right. The senator's defense for changing his mind on a bill that he opposed was, I haven't read the bill.
The bill moves to the House floor Tuesday after passing through the House Rules Committee on Monday night. Republicans plan to send it through the House and Senate this week and forward it to the president, who for months pushed his party to give him a tax cut bill by Christmas. Trump on Monday afternoon delivered a speech outlining his new national security strategy. He once again demeaned his predecessors and touted his victory last November, emphasizing his view that the U.S. has been cheated and taken advantage of abroad while its citizens were ill-served at home.
We are reasserting these fundamental truths. A nation without borders is not a nation. A nation that does not protect prosperity at home cannot protect its interests abroad. A nation that is not prepared to win a war is a nation not capable of preventing a war. A nation that is not proud of its history cannot be confident in its future. And a nation that is not certain of its values cannot summon will to defend them.
An Amtrak train derailed Monday morning in Washington State, partly falling into traffic on Interstate 5, killing at least three people.
Amtrak 501, emergency, emergency, emergency. We are on the ground. Need EMS ASAP.
Dramatic audio moments after Amtrak 501 left the tracks.
We are coming around the corner to take the bridge over I-5 there, right north into Squally, and we went on the ground.
The 14-car train jumped the tracks and plummeted over an overpass and onto Interstate 5 during morning rush hour near Olympia, Washington.
Is everybody okay?
I'm still figuring that out. We got cars everywhere and down onto the highway.
Police confirm multiple deaths and injuries on the high-speed train, which was on its inaugural run between Seattle and Portland. State police tell CNN there were 77 passengers on board along with seven crew. More than 70 people were rushed to local hospitals.
We felt a little bit of a jolt, and then at a certain point, we could hear crumpling of the train car, and we were catapulted into the seats in front of us.
Amtrak's CEO tells CNN positive train control, a technology designed to slow down a train that's going too fast, was not activated on the tracks at the time of the crash. The National Transportation Safety Board is launching a full investigation tonight, dispatching a team of 20 investigators to the scene.
The Seattle Times is reporting that the train was supposed to slow to 30 miles per hour when entering the curve where it crashed. Instead, it was traveling at approximately 80 miles per hour. Vulnerable, entitlement, diversity, transgender, fetus, evidence-based, and science-based. That's the new list of the seven dirty words you can't say at the Centers for Disease Control. Alternative word choices reportedly were presented in some cases. For instance, in lieu of evidence-based or science-based, an analyst might say, quote, CDC bases its recommendations on science in consideration with community standards and wishes. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.